Thomas Cranmer's collect for the first Sunday in Advent, one of his stir-up prayers, grasps well one of the key themes of the Advent season. Here again these words, "Stir up, we beseech thee, thy power, O Lord, and come, that by thy protection we may be rescued from the threatening perils of our sins and be saved by thy mighty deliverance." A good Advent prayer, it also expresses the urgent situation that God's people find themselves in, waiting for God to act on their behalf. Now, this is faithful waiting, but it is waiting nonetheless. This collect also reflects well the message, if not the urgent situation in our text. Isaiah 64 is really a prayer of believers to God, pleading with him to come and save them. "Oh, that the Lord would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains might quake at your presence. From of old, no one has heard or perceived by the ear, no eye has seen a God besides you, who acts for those who wait for him." This is faithful praying, but waiting for the Lord to come down, waiting for the Lord to act, is not easy. And by now we may think that we have spent enough time with God to have a pretty good idea of who he is and how he works. We know God's history. We know how he has incorporated us as believers into this history. We confess this story of God's salvation. We have sinned against God, and we have been in our sins for a long time. In his righteous anger, God may hide his face from us for a time, yet he did not hide his face forever. He had compassion on us, and he sent us a Savior from sin. And in doing so, God turned his face to his people, and he came to them. When the Lord comes, he comes to be with his people, and he is with us to save us. God has come once to save in Christ, and he has promised to return. And so we pray. So we wait. But how long do we have to wait? How long must we wait for God to act? Is he not listening? Does he not see what is going on in this world? Does he not see all the sinning, all the murder, the mayhem, the mangled lives? Does he not hear the silence of people not calling upon his name? How long do we have to wait for God to do something? But the problem here is not merely with other people's sinning against God. It is also the problem of our own sinning against God. Now let's be clear. As believers, we know that in Christ our sins are forgiven completely. And yet, still, we sin, and while we live in this life, our sins threaten to destroy us. Our sins are indeed perilous things. They are dangerous to us. They might turn us against God and destroy our relationship with him. Will the people of this world, will we be blown away like withered, wasted leaves before the wind? Will God turn his face from us? But he is our Father who fashioned us as his own people, who formed us in his hand. And he is our only hope. And so we pray. We pray, oh, that the Lord would rend the heavens and come down. Come down and let the mountains quake. Come down, let your name be known. Let the nations tremble before you. Come down and rescue those who wait for you. Do not be too angry at our sins. Lord, do not remember our sins forever, for we are your people. Protect us, save us, deliver us from our sins. And so we pray. And so we wait. But waiting for God is not easy. We, God's people, have been waiting a long time. In the past, we longed for a God who hid his face from us for a time. He waited to reveal himself to us. We waited for God to keep his promise to rescue us from sin. We waited for a Savior to deliver us. And now we wait for Christ to return in glory. Every promise he has kept, and every promise he will keep. But still, keeping patience with a patient God is hard to do. And expecting God to act on our behalf, a God who himself seems to be waiting, is at times very difficult. Waiting for the Lord is not easy because it involves trusting in God over the long haul. Waiting for the Lord is not passively sitting back and filling time until something happens, but rather waiting for the Lord is active expecting, watching, hoping, living in faith, and in repentance. It means living in Christ's righteousness, in joy of the Lord, in praise of him who comes to save. It means a lifetime of relying on the Lord, of hearing his word, of receiving his forgiveness, of observing his time. Waiting for the Lord is calling upon his name, taking hold of him, and never letting go. All with the absolute certain hope that he is our God and we are his people. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.